Today's Models of Success will be presented in Gaelic and English, with subtitles in Arabic, Aloxese or Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, English, French, Gaelic, German, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish and Thai. Fáilte a lucht féachana sanna chuig episód inniu de Models of Success ina chuirtear I láthair aiste, fila agus dramadóirí Ori Sáiaran Oscar Wilde. Aithanta ar fud an domhan den I cáin de cairde. Rugadh Oscar Fingal ó Flaherty Willis Wilde ar an 16 de mí deireadh fómhair I 1854 I maille áitlí éireann. Ba é an dara fáistí as trúr a rugadh an Tuasal William agus Jane Francesca Wilde. Bhí an pléisiúr ag teilifís an ádhmhaisteoir leabhar leis an Tuasal Robert Nicholson, féilí de Museum na scríbhneoirí baile áitlia a rinn níos mó fés saol na scríbhneoirí Áras Oscar Wilde.
His mother, in fact, was a poetess, and she wrote under the name of Speranza, and she was quite an ardent Irish nationalist, as indeed was his father, who was a very well-known folklorist. He collected Irish folklore when he wasn't busy on the day job of being a surgeon, and the fact that he had an unusual and colourful family was a good start to life.
Pidgeach Idicus Oscar Wilde ag Institúti Massa a Sims na Halina a Curhu. Sna dávlín Jarrach sa skull Fort O'Royal sa valia Húi Ernaca Enniskillen. Fúsi an céad dús dan astadéar san Classica agus an dara dús sa líniacht. I 1871 bonuk skolárucht na skull Rioga ar Oscar con Colosna Trinod a Restal. An áit in a fóisé céad áit in a stúdéire san cúrsaí Tlasiacht agus bhúil sé Foundation Scholarship an óir is áirde a d'fhort an choláiste a bhanaithe ar Océaní. Tal sé ban óir Berkeley an choláiste den Gréigis I 1861 agus bunas choláracht deimsip air go dtí choláiste Magdalen in Oxford. Áit na len lena cúriacht éiscechtúla. Tar éis dó bogach go London, doslaigh sé póms I 1881. Ba é an céad cúrsach filiachta agus tuislí bheitha scríbhneoireachta sonraíochta.
Back in his Trinity days, one of the great influences was his tutor Mahaffey, who was the professor of classics in Trinity. But at the time, they were particular friends, and Mahaffey took him off to Greece.
Sir Greg, Cáirigh an Tír Inacht, Úsal John Pentland Mahaffey Leis, Dina a Dhéanann Oscar Wilde, Cúir Síos mar a Céad Múinteoir agus a Múinteoir is Fearr. Cáirigh sé leis a Bhac Linn, tuiscint níos Divna a Áil, don Sean Classici agus Idir Galtí na Dine. Sealach sé ré tanin Oscar Wilde ó cócosúlacht agus macnamh tradisiúnta.
The idea of the aesthetic movement was that beauty was the most important thing, and if you found beauty, then it was needless to look any further. Beauty didn't have to have a use. It would simply enrich the world. It's more the fact that Wilde stood up against the strictures of the day.
Tusni Oscar Wilde ag rognú gnás feistís an sanúla con tas éticas agus a stil gáfaga a curinúl. Rud a dhuscail féhéara an yeish dó cur con farade go dtí an stát éitica I 1881. Le turas ina thug sé thart céad istáid lectúrna fé aesthetics.
This actually got him onto the next leg of his career, because he was so well known as this person with the long hair and the flower in the buttonhole and the knee breeches, and that he was caricatured by Gilbert and Sullivan in our comic opera Patience as Bunthorn, this character who goes around talking about beauty and art and all the necessary things in life. And so when Patience was due to tour in America, they thought it would be a rather good idea to send Wilde on a lecture tour ahead of the opera, just so that people would know what they were laughing at. And this, in fact, worked out very much to Wilde's advantage, because, I mean, Wilde's lecture tour was always remembered. And the tour, which took in not only the socialites of New York, but also the miners in Alaska, gave Wilde the opportunity to develop his speaking skills and his ability to throw out the witticisms. And so this then provided the triumphant start to his London career, which began when he came back and got married and set up house in Chelsea.
Fors Oscar Baile Constant Lloyd, a vi os toglach rachula freshen, an feoni lord mi baltna, mil ocgid octisicahar. Egan aum sho, vi an ke drama, vira, lord the nihilist, targahe eki kena. August freshen, vi can elishgrifa eki, dor of anam, the Duchess of Padua, vi birchmok egon lanun, serl imil ocgid octisicuig, August Vivian imil ocgid octisiche.
And it was for them that he wrote that book, The Happy Prince, which was a book of children's stories. The stories, well, children would love them. I mean, there's a few favourites that people have, like The Selfish Giant, which...
The unclan in a gorni e valia, a yarn of Mr. Wilde, a lawn erucht e, a ver orunucht dun idil.
The house was decorated according to aesthetic principles and was to be known as the House Beautiful. Probably the House Expensive might have been a better word. It worked out to be very expensive. And so I think this was one of the reasons why Wilde had to go on and find himself some work. And he did a number of jobs. He tried to be a teacher at one point, but he found himself a pretty good niche editing a woman's magazine, which kept him going until he moved on to actually writing for himself. She felt that if he could make things beautiful, then everything would fall into place. He was always trying to find beauty in everything and to place it in some kind of harmony.
Hurrying a farsant of Grover, August Valenti Navgenocht, Golor Corja Co Orunta. Mar an dramador fiol Shanukta Kalula George Bernard Shaw.
He was later to know George Bernard Shaw, who was his own close contemporary from Ireland, and in fact who probably took up the mantle of Wilde's witticism after Wilde had gone. But another of his great acquaintances was James McNeill Whistler, the famous American artist who settled in London, and they were always playing off epigrams against each other. I think there was some famous occasion on which somebody came up with something very witty, and Wilde actually admitted, he said, "I wish I had said that." Whereupon Whistler replied, "You will, Oscar, you will." So that they could always keep it going. Yes, but the wish was, I mean, it is not just there to dazzle. There was a point to it. A lot of what Wilde was writing was satiric.
Irea Hale is Uther Bisul Aba e Oscar Wilde, Augusta Moran Sucker Eki Arunta Marscanon. Comson a Shrivni on Tusil Garav Kalula, The Canterville Ghost, Lord Arthur of Isles, Crime and Other Stories. Chaglin Shkeata Rundiver, Lac Greenver Gar, Augusta House of Pomegranates, Kursacht Shishkeata. I mask a drama na Salome, tragedy a visa Frances o thus grand dramiacht, Lady Windermere's fan, August an ideal husband, August a Florentine tragedy, La Sant Courtesan, Nocrev Creek na Harif.
By the time you get to the plays, the early ones, I suppose, are fairly conventional in a way, but by the time you get to The Importance of Being Earnest, cast all that aside and he's gone for something almost totally absurd, which upturns all the normal expectations of society. People found themselves laughing at things which maybe they might hold quite sacred in normal life. Lady Bracknell, for example, is just so totally ridiculous. She asks Jack whether he's born on the fashionable side or the unfashionable side of the street. And he admits to whatever side it was, and she says, it doesn't matter, we can change that anyway. And the fact that fashion, that is held to be so important, but at the same time could be manipulated, is, I suppose, something which carries on to this day. But it quite shocked British people at the time, which made them laugh too. I think English society was very hung up on tradition and acting correctly and keeping up appearances. And Wilde just got in behind all this and exposed a lot of it as rather ludicrous sham. But he used the weapon of comedy.
Skoll focal na geisha Oscar Wilde, snivena machocon na dine agus bragshid a osculta in etram antel.
It's hard to get past the wit, really, that the polish which Wilde put on his lines. If you can get them laughing, then you can do anything with them. When you look at things like Wilde's poetry and maybe some of his more serious stuff, sometimes it seems a bit kind of cloying to the modern taste. The other things he's remembered for is the picture of Dorian Gray, which is such an interesting fable, that there were two sides to everything. I think it's a story which could inspire. His wit is certainly an inspiration to anybody. There's just so many lines that you could keep coming out with from Wilde that were immensely repeatable. So he was really clever, but nowadays when people think of Wilde, they mostly think of the plays which they always want to see, and of course the immortal importance of being earnest, which keeps on going all the time.
Mar individual nav aigla agus nav sprach, dusuk os the wild avua jas larocha, conchasiv dan rodi a credche.
Wilde was a socialist. He wrote a book called The Soul of Man under Socialism. It's not something we widely remember him for, but he disliked the idea of the hierarchical society, and he saw that everybody had the opportunity to express themselves in whatever way they chose. He's a wide inspiration to the gay community and people who are talented, but who are outside the normal rules of society. And you can, I suppose, take this wider as somebody who did challenge contemporary mores.
Cé go fuair Oscar Wilde bás ag an taois óg, do dochad is a sé, leanann sé ar aghaidh chun daoine ar fud an domhan a spreagadh.
I admired his personality, his self-confidence and his cleverness, his ability to be witty practically all the time. And I suppose his courage as well. Wilde wouldn't have been Wilde if he'd been entirely conventional. Wilde had the ability to make people look at themselves and discover the paradoxes within the system and what was hollow and what wasn't. I think he always tried to establish the fact that what he'd been trying to do was something beautiful.
On Oriocht Egenta, agus Boa Oscar Wilde go farsing ag consu Boniocht den dus Oscar Wilde sa scríb Noriocht. Skull for I baile a clia éireann, anad Oscar Wilde a bheith mar valia lan bhiocta, agus go lór djalva ar fud na héireann agus ar fud an dáin. Gáumíj buíchas ditch, Mr. Robert Nicholson, as de léirhas lúg fara fe Oscar Wilde, a rinad lenar lúgt fercana dánda. Go devan lanan an vers mór ar an nádúr an bhúl. agus na dúracht conna an socí a halúr tríd a sohéir dearras conachta.
A lúcht fircana, bhanna mér tan of ás vor call lúther in you I gór models of success.
Fanigi chunta levordal les a pre-master television for vegetarianism, the noble way of living, le chocht thresh noteworthy news. Guaymi shiokan arav, ar favor sale.
Wonderful viewers, we enjoyed your company today for Models of Success. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, coming up next after Noteworthy News. May the light within all beings radiate for ever more peaceful days.
For more details, please visit www.supremastertv.com/MOS.